Well, Darrell, yesterday the Fed Reserve in the United States cutting interest rates by a half a point, a bit more than some had expected. Some were just expecting that quarter point cut. What did you think of the announcement there, Darrell?
I think there was an attempt here to put the trade generally off guard here and to send a very strong signal to the banking system that the Federal Reserve is going to do what it can to solve these short-term liquidity problems that have been brought on by these mortgage industry issues in the United States.
While they're trying to deal with that issue, the ramifications of this, Darrell, is it good news that we're seeing these interest rates come down?
Well, of course, it's good news for anybody that's borrowing money, but I think that what they're really doing here is attempting to correct a short-term problem, which is liquidity problems in the consumer industry. That could cause some problems down the road, though, for inflationary forces here, Ray. So I think in my mind here, it's a bit of a short-term fix. But longer term, it could result in rates actually having to go quite a bit higher.
So they're just trying to deal with that credit crunch in the U.S. You see longer term inflation still being a big issue then, Darrell?
Well, it can become. You know, we've had rates that have to be cut in the past to deal with problems, you know, in the credit industry. We had some problems in Russia with liquidity not so many years ago, and then thereafter, then rates had to go up quite a bit. So particularly here in Canada, we're not faced with those same type of problems nearly to the extent of the United States. Our economy is growing quite strong. We've seen a very sharp rally again in the Canadian dollar as a result of the U.S. cutting their rates. So longer term here, I'm looking more at the shape of the yield curve for operating money. And we've had now a little bit of a lowering of the rates on the more distant months, Ray, but in the front month contract, September, we actually made new lows here just below the 95 level.
So is that a good time to secure your rates then?
Well, we've been talking about this, that rates have been attractive, you know, relatively low over a long period of time. We did have an increase in rates here over the last period of time, in the last year or two. So I think this is a bit of an opportunity, particularly on the longer end of the yield curve, for people that are exposed to operating debt to consider getting a bit of a hedge book on, let's say, out to 2008 or 2009 time period.
Here in Canada, though, I mean, our interest rates aren't changing a whole lot. So will it make that big of a difference, Darrell?
Well, like I said again here, that announcement really hasn't done too much to our rates other than giving a signal that longer-term rates may be going a little bit lower. But overall here, our bank governor has stated that he's going to stay on hold for now and see how this policy announcement plays out. We haven't lowered our rates at all. So I really just don't see this as being a major factor or a force here for substantially lower rates in Canada.
So, Darrell, as we take out of this for our producers out there who kind of look at their operating situations, you take out of this, the current situation may be a good time to lock in your rates then?
Well, I'm just going to take a look at how much we've moved here in the last little while, particularly on the December contract. It's trading at about December of 2008, which is a full year forward from now. It's trading at 95.38. That's the BAX contract in Montreal. That's about 38 basis points change from the lows that we recently made here not so very long ago. So if we take that to a yield basis, it's looking at a price of money for short-term operating funds of about 4.62%. And on the nearby market here, it's at 5%. So yes, I would have to say that that's kind of an attractive opportunity here now in order to hitch some of that longer-term operating money in.
And Darrell, just while I've got you on the line, the loonie's making lots of news these days with its sharp rise. You talked, boy, it must have been over a year ago that this loonie was headed for par with the U.S. greenback. Do you still see it reaching and even surpassing it?
Well, there's nothing really much to hold it now, and of course that's getting a lot of attention and the press is on to it full speed here, so it would appear as though that's an obtainable objective, Ray. Whether it can go much further above 100, I mean, who knows, but I mean, we've, I think, reached the objective that we spoke about in the previous broadcast. If you need any information, contact Darrell at 1-800-277-9524 or visit the website keystonetrading.com, Market Minute.